Maryland Senate passes dangerous anti-ICE sanctuary state bill in dead of night. By Warner Todd Houston on April 13, 2026. The Democrat-controlled Maryland State Senate passed an extreme sanctuary state and anti-ICE bill in the dead of night Friday that critics say will make everyone but illegal migrant criminals in the state less safe. The Senate passed SB 791, which bans all state and local police agencies from having any communication with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, and prevents cops from informing ICE about the arrest status of dangerous, violent criminals, allowing them to communicate with ICE only if someone has been convicted of a felony. According to Republican State Senator Justin Reddy, the bill turns Maryland into a sanctuary state that protects dangerous criminals and is an outrageous attack on public safety in Maryland. Reddy urges Marylanders to contact their House members to vote no. Maryland Senate Democrats forced through sanctuary state bill late Friday night under cover of dark. SB 791 would ban local law enforcement from even talking to ICE about people they've arrested for even extremely serious crimes, and even for people convicted of a wide. pic.twitter.com/QJRecurseN. Justin Reddy, at Justin Reddy, April 11, 2026. The bill was passed 91-37 on the strength of the Democrat bloc. Effective 11:11 p.m., Edendams made Maryland a sanctuary state. pic.twitter.com/PNDRB401J. Mark Fisher, at Fisher for Maryland, April 12, 2026. Republican member of the state's House of Delegates Lauren Arakan is also aghast at the dangers this bill poses to the public. Delegate Arakan notes that if this bill had been a law before Rachel Morin's murder, and the man who would go on to slay Rachel Morin had been picked up for a crime, police would have been forbidden from communicating that to ICE. He would have been free roam about the state putting everyone at risk. Do not enter sign emoji. Sanctuary state bill passes in Maryland. Do not enter sign emoji. Would Rachel Morin's killer be set free? If this bill was in place and he had been caught before he killed her, this bill would have forced local police to release him into the public. How many more victims do we need in Maryland? pic.twitter.com/QPZKIPE. Lauren Arakan, at Lauren Formed, April 12, 2026. The bill had been presumed dead until the state Senate resurrected it on Friday in a late-night push. SB 791, the sanctuary state bill has passed. At Lauren Formed urges at Gov Wes Moore to veto the bill because he will be held accountable for it by the voters. pic.twitter.com/C3Con3P. Maryland Freedom Caucus, at MD Freedom Caucus, April 12, 2026. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.